The governor has made some decisions that are wildly unpopular. Unions are upset, taxpayers are upset, his own party isn't too sure he's right. Behind closed doors, leaders of the opposition party are rubbing their hands in glee. They think they know a one-term governor when they see one. That's what's going on right now in Wisconsin, to be sure, and also, to a lesser extent, in Lansing. Democrats are convinced that if Governor Snyder indeed manages to tax pensions, cut education, and end the earned income tax credit, he'll be toast. Well, maybe, but also maybe not. One of my more sensitive students asked me this touching question recently. Isn't it a drag being old? To which I said, no, not really. To which he said, why? What I wanted to say was something like, because we baby boomers and Generation Xers have sucked up all the available jobs, that's why, and most of us aren't leaving any time soon. Which means you can look forward after graduation to 15 years as a Walmart associate. I didn't say that because I am a mature adult. So I said I didn't mind being old because being old means you know stuff. And one thing I know is that politics is sort of like the weather. If you don't like the way things are going now, wait 10 minutes or maybe 10 months. 28 years ago, we had another economic crisis, and a new governor named James Blanchard temporarily raised taxes through the roof. Well, he was widely regarded as being politically dead, especially after voters recalled two state senators. But guess what? The tax hike worked, the budget got balanced, the economy picked up, and Blanchard was reelected by an astonishing margin of more than 2-1. That wasn't all that surprising. 2 years before Blanchard's tax hike, we had a president who angered organized labor big time by firing every striking member of the Air Traffic Controllers Union in the country. If you thought the unions are mad at the governor now, you weren't alive back then. But 3 years later, many union members voted to re-elect Ronald Reagan. 8 years later, we had a new Republican governor who began doing controversial and unpopular things. He closed clinics and mental health facilities and chopped benefits. There was an uproar almost like the one now. But the next election was a long time away. When it came, John Engler was reelected by a huge landslide, getting more than 60% of the vote against a respected former congressman. Now, it's possible things will be different this time. If Snyder gets his budget passed and the economy doesn't turn around relatively soon, he and the Republicans could be in deep trouble. But his next election is more than 3.5 years away. Michigan also seems to like divided government. We voted for Republican presidents and Democratic governors throughout the 1980s. We voted for Democratic presidents and Republican governors throughout the 1990s. In politics, it ain't over till it's over, and there really are no final victories. Those out of power should be a little cautious about measuring the drapes for their expected return.